Hi there, this is Donal O'Flynn, and this is my first audio boo. I've just joined blavving.com as well after I saw it on the BBC's technology programme Click, which they show on the BBC News channel. I joined Blavving first and recorded a blav. Then it occurred to me, isn't this an awful lot like audio boo? One of the things I thought when I saw Blavving first and tried it first was this would suit someone like Stephen Fry very well. Of course, then I went and set myself up an account on Audioboo, and the first thing I find is one of those private messages, the kind of public service announcement, as he calls it, that Audioboo got him to record to be the example of the private messaging system. But one thing that struck me about blavving.com certainly is the audio quality isn't good, and I'm recording it through a pretty good recording setup that I use for radio, and I'm then exporting it. I'm recording it in the Audacity program and then exporting it at a pretty good quality, but with a nice low file size as well. Whereas when I listen to it back on blavving.com, it's been horribly compressed and just sounds awful. So maybe if they were a little less adamant on the compression, it would be better. Now, I did have the Audioboo app installed on my phone before, but I never really tried it properly, and I don't know why. But I have to say, tonight now, as I'm recording this, I'm very enthused about the idea of audio blogging, so giving it a good old try. And one thing I do like about Audioboo is that you can record for 5 minutes, which means you can get some kind of length to which you could possibly even speak out a whole blog post if you're good. One thing that does concern me, though, is I am a bit of an audiophile. I really like my music and my sound to sound good, and the quality, obviously, of the microphone and setup that you're using will have a big bearing on that. Now, the iPhone is quite good. The iPhone has a very good microphone in it. I've seen, in fact, journalists use it as a replacement for their portable recorder, and in some cases I've used it myself as that, but other phones not so good, and especially the very cheap microphones that you can buy for the likes of Skype. I don't know if you've ever been on a Skype call with somebody with a very, very cheap microphone, but it doesn't sound good, well, not to my ears anyway. But then again, I suppose I'm a little biased towards slightly higher quality sound, but that would be one thing that concerns me, so I'll be uploading this soon to see what the quality is like on Audioboo, and I think really I'll choose which one I use depending on the quality of the audio, because nobody's going to want to listen to it if it doesn't sound nice, like listening to a badly tuned radio or something. I'd much rather read the newspaper. And in the same way, if the audio quality isn't good on here, I'd much rather use Twitter, or maybe set up some kind of an audio blog kind of podcast type thing on a website of my own, but that really wouldn't help you get to as big an audience, and you'd just keep posting annoying links on your Twitter and stuff. But sure, I might give it a go, and I'm going to keep this short because I want to upload it quickly and see what the sound quality is like. But thanks for listening. I'm Donal O'Flynn. I'm at Donal O'Flynn on Twitter as well.